Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome to this Good Friday edition of Chris on Sports. And there was actually some sports played locally by the local high school teams. In boys baseball non-league action, the Peru Nighthawks kicked off their season with a 13-1 victory over the Tupper Lake Lumberjacks. In boys lacrosse, Colton Pierpont defeated Salmon River 14-10, and Potsdam defeated St. Lawrence Central by the score of 10-7. And finally, in girls lacrosse, congratulations to the PHS Lady Hornets on their 7-4 win over the Potsdam Sandstoners. The girls' flag football season officially kicked off on Wednesday night with two games. It was the Ticonderoga Lady Sentinels defeating the Plattsburgh Hornets 45-6. And up in Champlain, the Northeastern Clinton girls defeated Beekman Town 35-12. Again, that's girls' flag football, a sport that's really taking off in the North Country. And the state, for that matter. I had a chance to sit down and talk with Plattsburgh High School girls flag football coach Mike Bordo. And coach, tell me a little bit about what it's meant to the girls to be able to play flag football.
It's pretty exciting. The communities are getting behind it. The kids in school talk about it quite a bit. You know, it's a different skill set for a lot of the kids, but they're really taking to it quickly.
So how many teams are there, Mike? How many schools have it? Are most schools participating in girls flag football?
As far as I know, there's quite a few. There's two divisions now, 13 teams.
Wow, that's great.
There's a bye in one division. So yeah, it's an odd number.
So do girls get to participate in their other spring sports as well?
At some schools they do, yes.
Well, Mike, thanks for all you do. Thanks for taking the time this morning to chat with me about your girls flag football team at PHS, and good luck this spring.
All right, thank you, Steve.
That's Plattsburgh High School girls football coach Mike Bordo. For NBZFM Sports, this is Steve Chris.